wedding process, gifts and reception. In some cultures, wedding present is usually given in the form of money. In America, money is rarely given among friends. Family might provide financial support, but for presents, it is always a gift bought at a store. In order to prevent duplicate gifts or gifts that you don't want, many stores, such as Macy's, provide a wedding registry. You go and pick all the things you want, and they enter it into a computer. You tell everyone in the invitation you sent out that the gift registry is at Macy's. They will go to Macy's and print out a list of what you have selected. If someone bought it already, then that item will not show up. This is a way to get what you need and makes it easier for the people buying you gifts. In the store, you simply tell the person, "I'm going to get married in June, and I would like my registry here." If you are a person buying a present, then you can ask, "My friend is getting married, and they registered here. Where can I get a list of presents they selected?" After the church is selected, the flowers have been ordered, and the photographer is reserved. Then you have to practice. The wedding party usually meets at the church a day or two before the wedding and rehearses the coming day's event. After the rehearsal, a rehearsal dinner should be provided. Don't forget about the reception. You have to plan for a reception after the wedding. Usually, it is a meal at a different location or at the church. Again, this is all dependent on how much you can afford. An open bar is also an option that many people like. An open bar is a bar that people can order drinks for free. Now that we have looked through the process of a wedding, let's work on a few sentences friends say to each other before and during the busy wedding process. "Planning for a wedding is so time-consuming. I don't know if I can finish everything on time." "I'm getting so stressed out. It feels like there are 100 different things to do." "I think I'm almost done with my wedding plans. Although I'm relieved, I now feel anxious about the wedding." "Did you help your fiancé plan for the wedding?" "You made her do all the work?" "My boyfriend was so helpful. He literally did most of the planning." "Are you going to have the reception at the church, or did you reserve another place?" "How much did your wedding cost?" "How much was the reception?" "A wedding is much larger and requires much more planning than I described here. I primarily covered the larger items in a broad way. This is to give you an idea and a starting point. If you have additional questions or specific requests, feel free to ask.